thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What does God have in mind when He brings a beauty queen and a star athlete together? Liana Green Wright held the title of Mrs. Hawaii 2009 and placed in the top 10 at Mrs. America. Matt Wright is a graduate of the University of Hawaii, where he earned a bachelor's in psychology and was a 2-year starting linebacker under Coach June Jones. Together, God has given them gifts to influence and improve the lives of many. With that kind of heart, it does reflect the heart of Almighty God, who is a God who yearns for us to experience the importance of knowing that a purpose-filled life. And that's why He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, to shed His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, Jesus rose again. And the living Christ calls people today. You, my friend, if you've never opened your heart to Jesus, He calls you to Himself even now. And if you're walking with Him, well, He sends Matt and Liana Wright to strengthen you, to help build you up in your faith. Liana owns Starry Eyed Productions, an event design and coordination company, and Zane Style House, an online pop-up boutique. She most recently started a Christian apparel line, Shine, and I'm looking at some really nice, nicely designed, very catchy, attractive trucker hats. Her husband, Matt, is wearing one right now. She was in church when she was inspired to start this new line. Matt has a background in finance, where he worked as a financial advisor and also was the head football coach and business development officer for St. Louis School. He recently founded a tech company that develops new social platforms for focused niche markets. Matt and Liana, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having us.
Well, let's get on the airplane. Let's talk about New York. In 2010, you moved to New York for an opportunity to take an internship in Manhattan in Fashion House AEFFE for Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Yes.
JPK. What do you remember most?
I think, first of all, the decision to move to New York was one that happened practically overnight. We were going through some things at home with family, and the pressures and stress of it all were just sort of mounting. And so one night I got on the computer and started looking at different internships. I knew where my passions were in, which was more fashion and creating. Long story short, I applied for a bunch of internships, and it was definitely the Lord that opened this door, because I did not have a lot of the requirements that many of the people that were applying had. I just had my life experiences and what I'd done so far, and somehow I got this internship. I literally found out on my birthday, which was January 15th. We booked our flight with no place to stay, no apartment lined up or anything, and we left on the 28th of January. So from the 15th to the 28th, we were packed and we're moved, and we were going to New York.
What was going through your mind as you know, it's such a rapid transition,
yes, right. Yes.
But a life-changing moment.
Oh, completely.
It was huge for us, or for myself, as I remember the day. And, you know, this is 2008, and I was in finance at the time. I was an advisor. And the market had been going through, obviously, a severe downturn. You know, this is right at the point where, you know, the bailouts, and no one knew what was going on. Mm. No one knew what a derivative was. No one knew what the subprime market was. And all of a sudden, all this started happening. The market, you know, took a huge, huge turn. And it was weighing upon me, and I remember going to work and thinking, you know, there's got to be more than this and what I'm doing. And I was in almost like a depression, trying to fight through what was going on and literally asking God, what is going on? You know, I don't know what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to help clients? And I came home and she was on the computer and she says, okay, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, but you know, I put in for some internships. And I told her, I said, well, if you get one, you know, let's go. You know, I'm going to take a step back and let's pursue, you know, what God has put into your heart. If we have an opportunity to go, it's not like you get this kind of opportunity every day. And sometimes you have to take that leap of faith. You have to step out in faith and, you know, we'll figure it out. And when she said, hey, I got something, I remember thinking to myself, really?
What was the time frame from when you said that, Matt, to when Liana said, hey, I got something?
3 days. 3 days, okay. Probably. I remember you telling me right around your birthday, and you put it in.
I must say, as you're speaking, there's probably somebody listening right now that is experiencing vicariously through you a sense of relief because they've either thought about it,
right.
Going, but they never went, or they're thinking, contemplating right now the possibilities of a transition because... Mm-hmm. You know, they're it's emotional. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely things going on that they feel the need not just to disconnect, but to be purposeful even in a disconnection.
Yes,
right.
That could lead to something else. Yes. So, how was it for you? How did you feel when you knew you got this internship?
Oh, I mean, I hit the roof. I was over the moon excited, but I have to say, there was a slight fear. Mm. It was, oh my goodness, okay, this is actually happening. How are we going to do this? Do we have the financial means to make this move? Is this really something that I should be doing, leaving my family? I have an extremely close-knit family, and I've never left them. I've never moved out of state from them, and we're all really close. And like I said, we're going through some things where I questioned if leaving was right. So definitely the feeling of fear, nervousness, but excitement was all there. But again, at the end of the day, we prayed about it. It was my trust in the Lord and knowing that if I had such an opportunity, it was definitely from Him. Mm-hmm. And just knowing that He will put things in front of you that may challenge you. But it's our responsibility then to take that first step. Mm. We can't just say, okay, we give it all to you and then just sit there.
Yeah.
You know, we took that step of faith. We moved forward on it and just trusted in Him and with all those emotions running through us.
Okay, so you get there. What was the experience like?
That was unbelievable, funny, actually.
It was unbelievable. Both God definitely put us through something that tested us. I think our relationship, our faith as well, because it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy at all. When we got there, like, you know, Liana was saying, we didn't have anywhere to stay. I have family out in New Jersey, but, you know, the internship was right in Manhattan.
So the commute would have been at least an hour and a half to 2 hours
every day with the traffic.
The George Washington Bridge.
Right. And, you know, and...
That's a lot of toll fees.
Oh, yeah.
I think per day, just to get into the city, is $20. But, you know, for us, that wasn't an option. So we had to find a place. So we actually stayed in a hotel for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Which was costly.
And then we had to switch hotels because one of them just was too expensive. Right. And we were draining our bank account.
Yeah. And it was in February now. Keep in mind.
Freezing.
February in the East Coast, we had no idea what a nor'easter was. Huh. And we experienced it within the first week that we were there. I remember we were eating pizza, and we were just miserable. It was freezing,
crying.
Blizzard, and we looked at each other and said, you know, this isn't home. What are we even doing here? And, you know, I think that at that point, we made the decision as a couple, and I think that was extremely important that, you know, we're here for a reason, even though that we're going through this right now, that, you know, God has something planned for, you know, for us and for Liana through this experience. So, you know, we survived that nor'easter. We eventually found an amazing apartment that we absolutely loved. That, considering the type of apartment that it was, we had a dorm in at a fairly reasonable cost for New York standards. I don't know how we got that.
It was pretty amazing. In fact, it was fully furnished.
Right.
The girl that we ended up, we subleased it from her. And she had just gone through a career change as well. She was in... the financial
field.
Right,
she was a hedge fund manager.
And she took a hit as well. Her company took a hit. So she was going through a transition, which opened the door for... She was moving. her apartment became available to us. It was just funny how everything just started moving and opening.
And it was God. And, you know, you look back, and that's the funny thing when you go through your life. You know, you pray, God, you know, what is it that you're trying to do in my life? You know, and you don't see it at the time until you step back and then you look all of what you've been through and you realize, wow, it had to have been God, because I don't know how we did this or I don't know how we survived or what do, you know, these lessons or how do we make this connection with these individuals? So through it all, I mean, it was totally God leading us through it. And it was an incredible, incredible experience, experience that, if anyone ever gets a chance to live in the city or to experience the city, I wouldn't recommend raising a family in the city. But if you get a chance to live there for even a brief period of time, it's a magical place. It's a wonderful place.
How long were you there?
We were there. Well, what also ended up happening. So we planned to be there inevitably. We didn't put a timeline on it. We both said, you know, we'll just see where this takes us. And my mom actually got sick. So we were only there for about 6 months. And literally, I remember getting calls from home and they didn't want to tell us. And I could tell they didn't want to tell us how bad she was at the time, which thank you, Lord, she's fine now till this day. I mean, he's healed her and she's doing great.
And she's going to listen to this show.
Yes, she is. And she did not want us moving, by the way. She was not.
Well, you know, when you talk about the timing of it all.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Being there. You know, you went, you saw God move. Mm-hmm. When we come back from our break, I want to spend a little time talking a little bit more about this because it's like you went to the edge of the Red Sea and you didn't know how the waters were going to part. Right. You needed to get to the other side. Mm-hmm. Right. But you said God began to move. He began to orchestrate things. Mm-hmm. But perhaps he doesn't move in that way until we get to the edge.
Yes.
I agree.
And someone today is contemplating, should I get to the edge? Yep. Mm-hmm. Should I take that next step? It's awfully scary to be there, like you said, Liana. Well, if you are, I would say go. Because God will part it.
Yes.
Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Would you go?
Guests.
Would you go? I mean, hey, if you got an opportunity to go to New York and to have an internship with a very, very world-renowned company, would you go? You might say, of course I would, Danny. Of course I would go. But really, there are things that are maybe a little bit more complicated than just giving intellectual consent to say I'll go. But do you realize that when you take that step, I mean, it might be New York, it might be some other place. Do you know that God can move in your life in ways that will astonish you? Matt and Liana Wright, they know what that's about. That's what they've been talking with us about here at the Good Life Radio Show. I'm so glad you're with us today. And to find out more about this program, if you're tuning in right now, you can get the program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Matt, Liana, okay, so you're there in New York. What was the internship like? How did it transform your life?
Oh, it was amazing. I remember when I first got there, I was probably the oldest intern, first of all, at the time, because all the interns are either in college or fresh out of college. And it was something at first that I was really intimidated by. A lot of these women had worked in different fashion week shows already, or had internships with other fashion houses there. And I was, you know, a Hawaii girl coming in with my experiences. But it was something that changed me as far as learning to step out of my comfort zone, trusting the opportunities that come my way, that as scary as they may be, to just go for it. And through the internship, I felt like I grew a lot. I learned so much through the women that I worked with. I got to work for Ann Bowen during bridal week. I worked during press week, fashion week, media week. I was working with different designers. I didn't even think I would have the ability to do so. In that fashion house, IFA, there was Alberto Ferretti, Moschino, Cacharelle, and JPG, Jean-Paul Gaultier. So to walk into a fashion house like that, I was blown away. But it definitely changed me in believing more in myself and the gifts that the Lord has given me, because I don't even think we tap into all of those gifts. We don't realize what's lying there until we actually, again, make that move, trust in Him.
Mm-hmm. It's like these gifts, that capacity is there, but it's laying dormant.
Oh, totally.
Until you go and step out, and then be exposed to people on that worldwide, world-renowned level. What did you learn?
As from those designers and those women, I learned that it takes hard work, determination. They all struggled. It's not like it was just given to them either. So I learned that, you know, just going after what we really want, what we believe in, the determination, putting in the hard work that it takes, teaching yourself, getting education, learning from everyone around you, not just those who are above you, but even those who maybe were working side by side with us or worked in a little bit of a lower department. Everybody had something to teach. So I just tried to absorb every little thing from everyone, and learned not just about fashion. I learned about how to work with different people from all over the world, because we had people from South Africa there, from France, from Paris. It was just such an incredible learning experience for me that I felt like when I had to leave New York, there was a part of me that was sad, but I knew I had to come home. That mattered more to me to be with my mom. Mm-hmm. But I knew that at that point, God had already given me and taught me all that I was supposed to learn from that experience. So it was like He gave it to me. I learned everything. I squeezed out everything I could. And then it was time to move on to the next chapter.
I think, Matt, it'll be like a time capsule.
Yes. Right.
You know, you'll go back to the resource of that experience for the rest of your life.
And I still keep in touch with some of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What were you doing, Matt, while she was on this? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're with her,
right.
But What were you doing in Manhattan?
Worrying about her 24/7. When we moved, we moved for her, and you know, it was an opportunity to take a step back and do some self-reflection. Hmm. As I had mentioned, you know, I was a financial advisor, and I felt like I had just been through the ringer with what was going on with the market and dealing with clients. So going there was to support her. And it was a pure joy for me every day just to be able to go with her, walk her to work, and then be able to, you know, I was kind of the homemaker when we were up there. I would cook dinner. I would make sure that everything was clean. But also what I did was self-reflect, and also I had an opportunity to experience New York, and especially within the financial realm in which New York is, which is the epicenter of finance. And you know, I had a chance. I knew some individuals who worked at brokerage firms in New York, so I had a chance to visit with them, kind of think about, is this the life that I wanted to go down? You know, is this what God wants me to do? You know, what is my calling, and how comfortable am I going back into this, going just coming out of this? You know, I knew at some point, I'm not sure when it was, that we would have to make a decision to, you know, because it was an internship, mm-hmm. you know, we would have to make a decision. Are we going to stay here, or are we going to go back home? And, you know, because of, you know, Auntie Estelle's, my mother-in-law's illness, you know, we came back home. But my time up there was filled with gaining knowledge about myself, you know, myself, who am I, what is God's plans with me, and then supporting, learning what it means to be a supporting husband.
Which he was awesome.
Because I was so used to, you know, always constantly working. I've never had to been a supportive husband or be in that role. So for me to learn, you know, what that meant, and to push her and to be there for her in whatever way, shape, or form, you know, for me was something that, you know, I still reflect upon to this day. You know, we reminisce about the dinners that we would have and the different experiences we had, but it was a growth as a couple.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to serve your spouse? What does it mean to love your wife, that you serve her? Mm-hmm. Well, you ask Matt Wright, he knows what that's like to do. Mm-hmm. And you ask Liana, and you'll get what profound dimensions mm-hmm. that has done in the foundation of their life, marriage, and even for their future. Reflection, Matt. Mm-hmm. You have been given a gift, and of course to reflect in New York. We do not do that enough,
right?
I feel. I don't know about you. Mm-hmm. Old people, which is a relative term, right?
Right.
But I once heard there was a statistic that a group of old people, I'm talking about over 90, mm-hmm. about, if they had life to do over again, yeah. what would they do differently? Mm-hmm. And one of the things they said they would do, one of the top three was reflect more.
Wow.
And in your reflection, what do you feel God spoke to you about during those moments?
Well, I think you're exactly right. In our busy lives, we often are not still enough. And the Bible mm-hmm. says, be still and know that I am God. And that in being still, in, you know, your quietness, in your stillness of your heart, and not just physically, you know, as you reflect upon who God is, you start to reflect upon who you are and what God has done in your life. Mm-hmm. And we don't do that. And I know I didn't do it. I do it more today. But you've got to be able to reflect upon just different things that are going on. Because if you don't take a step back sometimes, if you're not able to realize your strengths, your weaknesses, your faults, you know, all these different things. Also, if you can't reflect upon where you feel God is taking you, if you're too busy to hear God, you know, then oftentimes we just get caught up in our own lives, and mm-hmm. The busyness of the world is all we hear. Then all we hear is what we think we have to do. We hear about, you know, deadlines that need to be made, rather than, okay, what is God doing in my life? And I think it's you know, anyone across the board needs to be able to take a step back. Even if it's, I think one of the best things that anyone can do is right when you wake up is to reflect. Reflect, be with God, even if it's for 10 minutes in the morning. You know, get into the Word. If you're not into the Word yet, sit down and pray. You know, and just have, and it's not about coming to God and saying, you know, God, what do you want me to do? It's just about having a conversation with God. God, this is what's going on in my life right now. This is what I'm feeling. Because what you'll find is that as you're going through this, God starts to work on your heart. And that self-reflection, that peace starts to come over you. Because you start to realize that God is always there. There's no problem too big for God. Mm-hmm. And that is when change starts to happen within your own heart. And that's where it starts first. So self-reflection is, you know, is key.
I mean, we have our lives to live.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When we're young or younger, mm-hmm. we think we have all the time in the world.
So
as we get older, we begin to get a little bit more calculated, maybe more calculated, hopefully so, through experience. But we could go in many different directions. And I just sense that as I speak with you and You that time in New York mm-hmm. had been used by God to help recalibrate, mm-hmm. and where your assessment of how you're going to pull the trigger, as it mm-hmm. were, so to speak, on the next season of your life
mm-hmm. yeah.
has been impacted. Out of it has come businesses,
mm-hmm. yes.
visions, and it's materialized in these hats that I see. It's a new clothing line that you mm-hmm. have. You speak about God mm-hmm. so freely. When we come back, man, I'd like to hear how you came to know Christ. I want to hear your story.
Okay.
And also you, Liana, mm-hmm. how did you come to know Jesus? There's nothing quite as powerful as a testimony, dear friend. And I think we'll be moved when we hear Matt and Liana write. Stay with us, okay? Stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So you do go. You take that step and you see the Lord part the waters of the Red Sea of your life and you walk through on dry ground. You get to the other side and you realize, in the case of Matt and Liana, right, hey, the family infrastructure that was there in Hawaii mm-hmm. is no longer there when you're in the hustle and bustle of the dynamic electric city mm-hmm. of New York. But you have to rely on each other mm-hmm. and rely on God. Mm-hmm. You're listening to The Good Life radio show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Matt, Liana, right here in studio, talking heart to heart. And you know, when you listen to them talk, they talk a lot about God. God, God, God. Matt, how did you become a Christian?
Well, my story is I wouldn't say it's a unique one, but it's different just like everyone else's. It's, everyone has their own story. Mine, I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I was baptized Catholic when I was younger. My godfather was a Catholic priest. But I didn't know what that meant. You know, we went to church maybe, you know, once or twice a year, Christmas and Easter. And I went through my younger years that way. And when I went to college, I went and probably was the farthest away from the Lord that anyone could probably be. You know, I was playing football. You know, I was in college at the time, so I indulge in everything that college had to offer in a very negative way. And it wasn't until I had graduated, I had actually hit rock bottom at one point when I was in college. I was actually suspended from school because academically, you know, it was my senior year, but they, you know, I wasn't keeping up with my end of the bargain. So I had hit rock bottom and I said, you know, there's got to be something else, you know, that's there. So I went, I moved back home for a semester, finished, graduated from University of Hawaii, and I was set to move out to New York when, you know, Lee and I reconnected at a party, Christmas party that for my former employer when I was in college, and we had started dating. I had made the decision to stay home and try this relationship out, and she made it very clear that she was a Christian and if, you know, that she wants to be with a Christian. And I had no idea what it meant to be a Christian. So I started to go to church with her. And I had had some experiences in my past. My parents were divorced that when I was in high school. And I had, you know, a lot of struggle there that and a lot of hidden anger that I didn't really know about that I started to deal with. And as we would go to church, I hadn't given my life to Christ at the time, but I started to hear, I remember distinctly Pastor Wayne at Farrington, started to talk about things that started to touch certain chords within me, and I didn't know why. You know, when he talks about just who God is and what he does in your life, and, you know, you're here for a reason, you know, what your purpose is and your gifts and your talents. And he started, as he would talk, you know, I started to see myself grow closer and closer to understanding what it meant. And I started to get into the Word, and I gave my life to Christ. And at the time, you know, I raised my hand. I said, Jesus, I want you to be in my life as my Lord and my Savior. It wasn't because of you know, Liana or any other reasons other than I felt something within me. But even though I gave my life to Christ, I didn't know what it meant just yet. And one day, I was watching TV and a song came on, and it was by Hillsong. And they had a video that was on, and I remember just breaking down and just crying. Because I think it was at that time that I finally get it. And I think that was the first time that I really felt Jesus in my life. Like, you're here. I've always been there with you. And from then, God started to change me. He started to, you know, he said, I was with you even though you weren't with me. I was with you through the times of the divorce and through your anger and through your pains. And don't you see? And so he showed me how I got through certain scenarios where I really have no idea how I got through scenarios. You know, and that the anger that you have is not of me. It is of the enemy, and you need to let that go. And I went, and I'm a golfer. So I went to the driving range. I think it was that evening. And I hadn't talked to my mom in about 15 years. She and I had gone different ways. And I was in the middle of a swing. And God, like a thunder from heaven, just hit me. And he says, you need to call your mom. You need to forgive your mother. And I literally dropped the club and broke down. I don't know why, but I argued with God. It's like, you know. Say, no, you don't want, you know, I shouldn't be doing this. But I eventually did forgave my mother. I called her, and it was one of the hardest but yet most gratifying things that I've ever done. Because even though I raised my hand and said, I accept you, Christ, it wasn't until I finally let go of everything that I was holding on to. It's like I wanted to be a Christian, but I wanted to be Christian within a box, like, okay, this is the way that I'm going to be a Christian. And God said, no, Jesus said, you need to do certain things and I will change you. And the way that he confirmed that with me is he showed me my life. He showed me, hey, I've been with you every single step of the way. You just didn't know I was there. And once I saw that, I said, you know what? I have nothing else within me, okay, to hold on to. And at that point, I let go. And I remember I told her, you know, I called my mom, and these are the things that are going on in my life. And it's been, it hasn't been easy, because once you make that decision, you God wants you to be uncomfortable. He wants you to be uncomfortable so that you can grow. And he wants you to know that you're going to take a step out for him. And, you know, it's been an amazing, amazing experience since I've become a Christian, not just because of what God's done in my life, but because I can share that with other people, whether it be through coaching or, you know, so there's always, that's something that has always been impactful for me.
When he was going through that, mm-hmm. Liana, how did you feel?
I was just getting emotional hearing him tell his story again. It's one of my favorite stories he has, his testimony, because and like he said, when he came to Christ, I did not want it to be for me. That was, in fact, I think one of the stipulations. I said, you're welcome to come to church with me, but please don't do this for me. Come because you want to, not, you know, to impress, or, you know, so that I'll go on another date. But to see that growth that took place in Matt, and that day, I'll just skip to that night, that evening, that day when God literally just, he heard his voice loud and clear. When he was crying, watching Hillsong on TV, I remember I came into the room. I didn't even know he was watching Hillsong. And I remember crying watching him, because I mean, he's this big football jock, tough guy. I mean, that is the last thing I think I'm going to walk in and watch him watching ESPN or, you know, football, not Hillsong crying, you know. And what was amazing about that is that also moved our marriage to another level. I think, you know, when you have you know, the husband and wife and God at the top, and you and we're putting him first, when we naturally grow closer to the Lord, we naturally grow closer together. And that was a step in our marriage that I can't even tell you what a blessing that was for us. And then that night when he called his mom, I remember he walked outside, and he was outside for a while. And I remember my mom and I praying in the kitchen for them. And I don't even know if you knew that. Mm-hmm. We were praying in the kitchen saying, you know, Lord, just have your hand over this conversation. Have your hand over his mom and over Matt, and just touch their hearts. Help this healing to take place, because we knew how important it was. We know that we must forgive because we have been forgiven. So we're called to forgive. And until we're able to do that, I feel that there's going to be hurts, and there's going to be strongholds over our life until we can let go, until we can forgive. And just seeing him go through that, my love for him, which was already immense, it just grew more and more and more. And our relationship flourished. Not that we don't have struggle. We still, you know, marriages work. But to see that he has that faith in God, that's what continues to grow us.
Yeah. and I think that you have to be able to let go. And I think that was my biggest, you have to be able to let go of who you were. And you don't want to, because there's comfort in that, of you being, you don't have the accountability, you don't have the knowledge of what God has to offer until you let go of who you were. And I think that that's the hardest thing. And since then, like, you know, Liana said, it's been a growing, there's a lot of growth that's involved in it, but it's definitely a defining moment.
You are an inspiration.
No, I wouldn't say that.
There is a theme of letting go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Letting go to allow the Lord to be the Lord of your life.
That's true.
Letting go to the comforts of home, to go to a place that is freezing cold, nor'easter, a polar vortex, call it what you want. You know, right. Those names change, but it's still freezing, right?
Yes. It's so cold.
Yes.
But you go.
Right.
You let go.
Yeah.
And some of us need that reminder today, Matt and Liana, to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And it is God's inspiring us to live on another level of possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do, we're not relying on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're relying on him.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, the possibilities become much larger than we thought.
So,
your life experience, your careers now are showing that. If there was a website, if somebody wanted to connect with you, one of your companies, which would it be? Which one would we give them?
I would actually say they could contact us through email right now. Our website's still being built, but zanestylehouse@gmail.com.
zanestylehouse@gmail.com. zanestylehouse@gmail.com. That's Matt and Liana Wright. In our last segment, you know what? We'll go deeper. Deeper. Stay with us, okay? We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro.
Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmi of Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You know, you might say, it's cliche. Let go and let God. You hear that all the time, let go and let go. But is it really cliche or is it profound? If you really think about it, how deep is it? I mean, what will happen when you let go and let God? You know, sometimes we need an example, someone to show us how to do it. How do you live life like that? Well, today the Lord sends Matt and Liana Wright, and the theme of their life, and this is just my reflection, just watching them, hearing them, something that the Lord has released for them, I think, to share with others, because they're not thinking and talking about it theoretically or even theologically. They're doing the most profound thing. They're just living it out. Letting go. That's a theme. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Matt and Liana Wright are in studio with us today. You can find out more. You can connect with them. Zane Style House. That's a pop-up boutique owned by Liana. ZaneStyleHouse@gmail.com. Again, ZaneStyleHouse@gmail.com. Zane, Z-A-N-E, StyleHouse@gmail.com. Matt, let's go back. Letting go. Liana, letting go. Mm-hmm. What has that meant for you?
You know, in hindsight, it has been a common theme throughout my life. Mm-hmm. And I think that especially as individuals who, as we go through our lives, we tend to hold on to things for reasons of comfort, for reasons of security, for whatever reasons. And oftentimes, you know, whether it be, you know, relationships or emotions, we hold on to things because we hold those things close and what we think is comfortable for us. And for me, every time that I've been able to look back and let go of whether it be a relationship or emotion or a feeling, mm-hmm. God has come into my life and has allowed me to grow. It's almost as if he wasn't able to work in my life and work on who I am because I was holding on to too many things. Yeah. And one of the perfect examples was, you know, my relationship with my mother, which I briefly talked about. You know, we hadn't spoken to each other in about 15 years. And up until the point that I called her that night. And in hindsight, I looked at it and, you know, my parents divorced when I was 15 years old. So, and it was a hard divorce. My mother had left and she had moved out and there was a lot of anger. And when I was playing football, I felt like I was using that anger, you know, using that anger, and I would take out all that anger on my opponent. And so there was a false validation there that anger was good for me. And I had a negative perception on women. You know, I hate to say that, but I felt like every woman that came into my life, you know, would eventually one day get up and leave me. And unfortunately, I felt that way about Liana. There was always that fear that, you know, one day you're going to leave just like my mother did. And it was a hard thing to go through. And it was unfair you know, unfair to Liana. And I felt, you know, when God told me to, you know, you need to forgive and contact and call your mother. And when I forgave her and I told her, I was crying. I said, you know, there's a lot that's happened, but if you can please forgive me for everything that I've done. And that's all I said. Forgive me. And I forgive you. And let's start anew. And after that phone call and a lot of tears, I had a different perception on my wife. I viewed her as the woman of God that he created her to be in my life, to be a spouse that is to be respected and honored, versus a woman that's going to be here just to leave me one day. Go ahead.
It sounds like something was released.
It was. It was released. I think that there was a stronghold in my life that the enemy had. And God knew that as long as the enemy had that in my life, he couldn't work and he couldn't open my eyes to certain things. And I couldn't be a husband until I let that go. And that stronghold, you know, and the enemy will do this to you. He thinks that what is comfortable and what is something that you're holding on to is there for you to help you. When realistically, God can't work in your life as long as you have these certain things that you've got to let go of.
Mm-hmm. Could it be that someone's new breakthrough is a let go away, a let go of a something in life? What do you think, Liana?
I absolutely agree with that. I think, as my husband said, you know, letting go opens up the doors, helps us to see things a little bit clearer. As hard as it is, it's not always the easiest move to make, you know, to let go of the strongholds, because like you said, it is a comfort. It becomes what we're used to. The feelings and the anger or the hurts that we hold on to and maybe use it as ammunition. Like he said, he used to use it in football, you know, to hit harder, go after the opponents. And we hold on to these things because it's what we know and it makes us feel good. And to let go of that is uncomfortable at first. But that's when the blessings can pour. That's when our vision becomes clear again, I feel. And I saw that happen with him and for myself as well, going through different things with people I needed to forgive within my life. You see that as you start to make forgive people and make the changes, it starts to open up the doors and remove the blinders.
You know, when you talk about these things, even in my own moment of reflection, the Lord speaks to me about something I need to do. There's some things within my own heart. And I can only imagine someone listening is just a let go away of a breakthrough in their life. You know, Matt, you talked about, because it can be so hard, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know what I've gone through.
Oh, yeah.
But you talk about 15 years of that anger and the stronghold. But you began the let go when you are taking your backswing. I don't know when in your backswing, the driving range, you were doing it. But you knew that the Lord had strongly impressed, and you were willing, at that juncture, you made a choice to make a phone call.
Right.
Yeah.
And I can't describe it. I mean, you know, that is, if God were to speak to, I don't know, it's just, it's a tongue. It's a hard thing to describe when God literally hit me in the chest and said, you need to do this. And you think about it, right? It was a phone call away. It's like what you said. Something that I held on to for 15 years, the anger, the hurt, the resentment, God was able to heal in an instant once I decided to make that call.
Yeah.
So whatever has been in your life, it could be for 40, 50 years, 30 years, however long you've had this thing, God has the power, you know, to heal you instantly once you decide that to take that step. You know, he's always there with us. He's always there, but it takes that action step for us to say, okay, God, you know what? I don't know what I'm getting myself into, but I know that this is you and I feel you in my heart. I'm going to do this and, you know, it's going to be up to you. I don't know where it's going to go. And to this day, you know, my mother and I's relationship is stronger than ever. Mm-hmm. We've reconnected and It's grown so much, and the hurt, the fear, it's I realized that it was nothing more than the enemy in my life holding me back and just suppressing me from what God really wants in my life. And it's amazing what can happen in an instant.
Mm-hmm. Liana, you experienced, you were able to behold in the transformation of what God was doing in real time, real time of your life. Someone today needs to release. We've got about a minute left. Could you lead in a prayer for someone who needs to let go?
Yes. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we first just humbly come before you, Lord, and we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this time that we've had to fellowship together, but also fellowship with those who are just listening in. We ask that your hand be upon them, Lord, that if they are going through something right now that they need to let go of, you know them so much better than we do. You know their hearts. You know their struggles. You know their silent prayers, the aching that they may have within them, Lord. Just reach down in them, Father God, and just give them the strength through your Holy Spirit to step out and make that call to reconnect with a family member, a loved one, a friend, just someone out there that maybe they've been holding back from. Lord, help them to just forgive. Maybe it's just a simple act of forgiveness that they've not been able to do, Lord, but with you and through you, all things are possible, Lord. So right now, our prayer, Lord, is just that you will reach out, Lord, and help those, give them the strength that they need to make amends and just make that step in forgiveness. Take that first step to forgive and reconnect those relationships again, Lord. We just thank you for this time that you've given us. We ask that our words be your words and that you will use us as your vessels, Lord. We praise you and we honor you. Through your precious Son, Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Matt, Liana, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for your ministry. And dear one, I hope that you have been moved by the sharing, heart to heart, of Matt and Liana. Right. You can find out more. ZaneStyleHouse@gmail.com. The designs on these trucker hats are just a sample of what more they have to offer. Strength, Philippians 4:13. Shine, Matthew 5:16. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus as they are with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 21:5 says, "The plans of the diligent lead to profit." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Matt and Liana Wright, ZaneStyleHouse@gmail.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.